I feel good this morning. Whoo, glory. I feel good this morning. In the 62nd Psalms, verse 5 through 8 reads as thus: My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Supporting scripture, Isaiah 26. The 26th chapter of Isaiah, verses 3 and 4 reads, Thou would keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Write them down and read them again for yourselves, because when God let me go, I'm going with it. Amen. Ephesians 1 and 13 that you've already heard in your hearing, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in him in whom also after that ye believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. On the basis of those verses this morning, we like to speak from the theme or thought, put your trust in the promises of God. Put your trust in the promises of God. One thing about knowing the Lord is that when we know him, he can do what nobody else can do in our lives. We talked this morning about putting your trust in the promises of God. The only reason that we were allowed to assemble ourselves together this morning is because God. Hallelujah. Amen. We got power. Amen. Hallelujah. Should I say another word? I'm hooked up here. But I thank God that I'm sealed. Hallelujah. And I learned in any way that the Lord blessed me to be satisfied. Think about it. That power that we just experienced made all of us take notice. But I'm talking about a God that has more power than that. He can send thunder today louder than that. The thunder can be so loud that it could actually rock your house. And you won't have Brother Pittman and Brother Young to go back and make some adjustments and make it calm down. You got to take what God sends your way. When God sustains you and keeps you, allows you another opportunity to come together in worship and in praise, we ought to do just that. For another week has been added to the book of our lives. Regardless of what it is that we've done, there's nothing that we can do to go back and do it all over again. Some things I'm sure we wouldn't want to relive. But we have to understand, and we know that, as David declares in the Psalms, that this is the day that the Lord hath made. He concluded in saying, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Yesterday has come and gone. But today is a new day. Today is another opportunity to do what thus said the Lord. We consider how quickly a day passes and how fast time seems to be going. We know that there's no time to waste, for we must be about our Father's business. The Bible teaches us to work while it is yet day, for when night cometh, no man can work. And I wonder this morning how many of us are willing to work for the Lord. How many of us are willing to be real servants and obedient children to a more than worthy God? I don't think you heard that. I wonder how many of us are willing to be servants and obedient children to a more than worthy God. Every time you say thank you, you ought to. We're talking about a worthy God, a God that has made us, a God that takes care of us, a God that protects us, a God that loved us so much that he so ordained that his only begotten son, Jesus, would come in the form of human flesh and die, be persecuted, die, but on the resurrection on that third day, he got up with all power in his hands. One thing we have to understand is that we cannot forget what God has done for us. We got to understand that without him, we would have no being. We would not be able to move. We would not be able to talk. We wouldn't even have any hope at all. If it wasn't for the Lord who is on our side. You see, we got to understand that he died in our stead. For it was part of his plan for us that we can be a part of his family. Because of his grace and mercy as believers, we have the assurance that God is there. And one thing we got to understand, that him being there, he will lead, guide, and keep you by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is somewhat like a down payment on the blessings that God has in store for you. And he left that down payment letting you know that I will leave you a comforter that you won't have to be all by yourself. Sometimes, and when we talk about the midnight hour, sometimes when it's in that midnight hour, God says that I'm right there by your side. God has a way of doing what nobody else can do. And if we want to know God, we got to read the word of God. We got to believe the word of God. And at some point, we got to try to live the word of God. It's more than just words. It is guidelines as to how and what we should do in our lives. How many of you believe that it's not over until God says that it's over? Man will tell you a whole lot of things, but God has the final answer. Man has a tendency to think that he knows a whole lot, but the Bible said that even though we would get wiser, we would become weaker. So even though we got so much sense, we don't have sense enough to know that we still are in the hands of a mighty God. And I wonder how many of you believe in the power of that mighty God. How many of you know that that God, no matter who you are, what you're going through, or what it looks like, you can put your trust in the promises of God. God has promised never to leave us, never to forsake us. God has promised to go with us all the way, even to the end of the world. So this lets us know that we got to remember to tell the devil that he is a lie. When he tells you that you can't, you got to say, God said I can. When men doubt you and talk against you, the Bible said it is better to obey God rather than man. So you got to trust what God is saying to your heart. Sometimes you got to understand that the things that are impossible with man, God can make it possible. For the Bible declared that there's nothing impossible with God. God is a miracle worker. God is a sustainer and a keeper. God is everything that we need him to be. I wonder this morning, how many of you ever tried the Lord? How many of you ever tried him to be your way maker? How many of you ever tried to know that he is your deliverer? How many of you know that without him, you would be nothing? I'm sure that there are some that are stressed out because of the recession. But these are the times that our faith and trust in God are put to the test. Think about it. We are going through some hard time, but don't you know something about hard time? Yeah. Ever since you've been here, you've been going through hard times. God bless you to make things a little bit better, but society has made things get worse. But in the midst of it all, you still got to trust in something. You still got to call on somebody. And I don't care who you call, they can't do for you what God can do in your life. How many of you know that God is right there by your side? How many of you know that God is not going to leave you? God is going to be there and help you along the way. That there's somebody in here this morning that's trusting God with everything that they got. They realize that I can't make this journey all by myself. They realize that I got to open up my mouth and I got to talk to the Lord. Our God, anybody talking to him this morning? Hallelujah. Anybody know that the God that I'm talking about, that he can hear you even while I'm talking? Every now and then you got to steal away in your mind. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, in this life, the Bible says you're going to have trials and tribulations. So as you go through the recession, know that this part of your trials, this is part of your tribulations. The hard times are the time to make you get closer to God. It's time when you're like this is when you don't mind calling on the name of Jesus. One reason I don't mind calling on Jesus, because Jesus said, be of good cheer, for I have already overcome the world. Christ's victory over sin, his victory over temptation, his victory even over death. It makes it valid that the inward gift of our peace that we share today as we break bread together. And we remember what God did when he went to Calvary. Some of you don't know what I'm talking about. Some of you think that it's all about you coming to church. It's all about you paying your tithes and your offering. But I come to tell you that there's nothing that you can do to get in the glory but accept him as your personal savior. I don't care how much you pay in the pot. I don't care how many auxiliaries that you're on. If your heart is not right, if you're not trusting God with all that you got, if you don't know God to be your personal savior, then you're just going through the motion. Brother, I think I'm going to change over to this, because I believe that the Lord is ready to do some things in the house. God is going to bless us in the house this morning. Anybody want to go with me this morning? Don't that sound a little better this morning? Because I don't want to strain this thing out, but I want to do it just like God said to me. God told me to come and tell somebody to stop trusting what other folks say and put your trust in God. Because God has made you some promises, and after the promises that God has made, God is always true to his promise. If God said he'd be there, look for him. He's going to be right there. But you might have some so-called friends that say that they'll be right by your side. But when trouble comes in your house, there's some nowhere to be found. Anybody know what I'm talking about? See, I feel my help right now, and I feel like preaching this gospel, because it is the gospel of peace. The Lord told me last night to tell the people of God to stop trusting in man, but trust in the power of God. You might have to go to the doctor. You may have to go to the hospital, and they may put these things on you. They may give you all kind of medication, but I want you to put your trust in the power of the Almighty God. Anybody know God as a healer? The Bible said, by thy stripes, did you hear me this morning? By thy stripes, we are healed. Don't you know when Jesus went to Calvary and they beat him across his back and all over his body? It was for your healing. So if you're going through in your body, all you got to do is meditate on Jesus. Just trust in the power of God. Sometime when you lay there and they about ready to knock you out, just before they give you that anesthesia, you start talking to the Lord your God. Said, oh God, they're going to give me something and knock me out. But I want you to wake me up on time this morning. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody waiting on the Lord this morning? I want to see if there are any witnesses in the house. Anybody going through anything this morning that you know you need help from on high? For there is a higher power. There is a higher power. There is a higher power. God is that power. That power sits high and it looks down low. As you go down through the valley of the shadow of death, David said, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I tell you this morning, even in the presence of your enemy, God can bless you, bring you out of your situation. You better tell the devil he's a liar, Tell the devil to get off your back, because you are a child of God. Let's see what David has to say, because David was waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Bible said this morning, my soul waits not only upon God for my expectation. It's from God alone. He only is my rock. He is my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God, my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength. The Bible said, trust in him at all times. Anybody trusting the Lord this morning? Are you trusting him with all that you got? Somebody ought to say yeah to the Lord this morning. The Bible said, trust the Lord at all times. Oh, ye people of his, pour out of your heart before him. For God is a refuge. God is a keeper. If you don't have nowhere to go, David said, in the time of trouble, God will hide me in his pavilion. But when I'm going through my trouble, every now and then I get sidetracked. Every now and then I get my focus off of God. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Have you ever took your focus off of God? But you better learn how to trust the power of God. You see, when you trust God, you have reliance and faith in God. You know that God is going to make a way out of no way. When you look at the promises of God, you got the assurance that God can and will do or will not do something. Because it got to be in the will of God. Not just because you said it, but because God wants you to have it. Anybody in here think that they're saved? You're not saved by your good efforts. You're not saved by your good works. You're not saved because you come to church. You're not saved just because you're a member of the Foul Chapel Baptist Church. You're not saved just because you preach the gospel. You're not saved just because you sing on the choir. You're not saved just because you hold an office in the church. But salvation comes by believing in the power of God. Do I have any believers that are in the house this morning? Has anything ever happened in your life and hell broke loose in the household and you didn't know just quite what to do? But somebody went down on bended knee and called on the man of God, because God got all power, and you told the Lord, I need peace to come in my home. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in the power of God. Keep your mind on the Lord our God. Keep your mind out of the gutter. Keep your mind on the Lord that'll make a way out of no way when you're going through your trial. Oh, God, my God. The Bible said, trust ye in the Lord forever and forever. For in the Lord Jehovah, in the Lord Jehovah, in Yahweh, the God of all salvation, in God that will sit high and look low, in God that you call the lily of the valley, in God that you say the bright and the morning star, I believe he's a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Jeremiah said that when you got the God that I got, that is just like fire, it's just like fire, it's just like fire that shut up in my bone. I told you I feel good this morning.